Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guests today are playwright Zeb Mims and actor and director Nick Reed. They are here to tell us about a new theater company called Up All Night Productions and the play that they are staging opening tomorrow night at the Brown Coat Pub and Theater. It's called Forget About It, a play that Zeb Mims has written. So first of all, thank you both for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us, first of all, about the company, Up All Night Productions. How did this come about?
We're also, well, we used to be on the board of Stage Company, which is UNCW's theater club, basically. So the three of us, me, Zeb, and Liz, just decided, why not start another theater company outside of the UNCW system so that we can at least experience what it's like and maybe actually get this company to be a big name. So Up All Night was born.
And that's Liz Bernardo, right?
Liz Bernardo. She manages all of our publicity. She's just fantastic at everything that she does.
Yeah, she's the one who contacted me, and I'm so glad because I really want to hear about this. What is the intention of your company? What is your purpose or your mission?
We're very big on creating the opportunity for people to do theater, especially for younger actors, playwrights, just young talent in general, trying to create an opportunity for them to get their art out there in a professional setting.
So you're looking for new plays and new actors and new directors?
All the time.
Wonderful. All right. Now, the current production that opens tomorrow night is a play that you wrote, Zeb, called Forget About It. Tell us about that play.
I wrote Forget About It about halfway through my college career. It's about a guy who wakes up one day and he's forgotten the last 7 months of his life. And so over the course of the play, like, him and his roommate and his psychiatrist and a couple of other people are working to try and figure out how to handle the situation.
Mm-hmm. And the protagonist's name is Daniel?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you first staged the show last year at UNCW?
Actually, just a few months ago.
Just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you decided to do it again with your own theater company. What changes have you made? What tweaks? What improvements?
For when we first did the show, we had to have a very minimalistic set. So we had to do the show in a boardroom that we had to reserve from the UNCW system, which worked really, really well. But we had to move things around, have very few amount of props, few amount of set pieces. This time, because we're actually being able to use a legitimate theater space, we can have a bigger set dressing, costume budget, and the set is about 1,000 times better than I thought it was ever going to be.
Now, the Brown Coat Pub and Theater is a very intimate space, very small, but still you can have more than you had before. Now, you directed the show last time, right,
Nick? I did.
Now, what drew you to direct it again?
Well, I really like the story. The main part of it that keeps coming back to me is everyone else's reaction to Daniel losing his memory. It's mainly about watching his friends try and figure out what would be better for Daniel. Should he figure out or should he stay blissfully unaware?
Because if he were to remember everything, he might not be that happy about what's been going on.
He might revert back to whatever he was before, or he might be happy. It's up to Daniel to really figure it out.
Is there any reason given in the play for why or how he's lost his memory?
Yes. That's kind of like, it's kind of a big moment in the play. But
so don't tell us now.
You should come see the play and you'll find out.
Exactly. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Zeb Mims, a playwright, and Nick Reed, the director. They have a new theater company along with their friend Liz Bernardo called Up All Night Productions. And their first show outside of UNCW now is opening tomorrow night at the Brown Coat Pub and Theater at 111 Grace Street. It's called Forget About It, a play that Zeb has written. It debuted at UNCW a few months ago, and now they're staging it again at the Brown Coat. Aside from having more room for a real set and a chance for some props and costumes and whatnot, are there other changes that have been made to the play since you first debuted it?
One of the biggest changes is that now we can make it more adult in a sense. We can use a variety of different types of actors. So we have the age ranges from 27 to 19. And because of this, we can actually start to get away with bigger comedy because we were afraid to sort of step on the toes of UNCW. Meanwhile, at the Brown Coat, they've done a lot of different types of theater, ranging from very polite to very rude. And we're trying to find the balance more on the polite side so we can actually make this show funnier, bigger, brighter, and a little bit weirder, in a sense.
Yes. That's great to move from the university setting to a public setting where you have a little more latitude to play a bit with the language, with the characterizations. Let's talk some more about the play. Have you written any other plays, or do you hope to write any more, Zeb?
Well, I love writing a lot. I've done, over the last year or so, a lot of little odd jobs around the theater world. I've been doing a lot of set construction for this production, which I've really enjoyed, but writing is my passion. This is the first full-length play that I've ever written that's been produced. I guess it's the first full-length I ever wrote, for that matter. I did a lot of one-acts in high school, and when I got to the university, Stage Company has a competition called 24-hour theater, where people have 24 hours to write a one-act play and put it on. But this is the first full-length I've ever written. Since then, I've written another one just in the last couple of weeks or months about people that work in a 1930s radio drama studio. And that's going to be going up sometime within the next year as part of Up All Night Productions. Other than that, I'm looking forward to submitting a piece for City Stage Company's Fringe Contest, I think it's called, the playwriting contest that they're holding. I'm going to try and pen something for that.
Good. Now, Nick, you've worked as a director on this show before and again on the second staging of it. Have you directed before, or is this your first time directing?
Really, the only times I've directed are for Stage Company events, and most of those have been small 10-minute, 15-minute plays.
Right.
So this is sort of my big directorial debut, which is a bit intimidating.
Yeah. Well, at least you know the play well from having done it before. Talk a little bit about your work as an actor, because that's more where you have been busy, right?
Yes. I'm actually a performance theater major at UNCW, and I started acting because of Liz Bernardo, actually. She was just told me to try and actually audition for a play, and somehow I got in. And then once I did, I was bitten by the bug, and I have been continuing to do that. Most recently, I just ended A Comedy of Errors, which was done for Shakespeare on the Green. And it's always sad when a show ends, but when it does, it's really, really fun.
That's where I know you from. Now I'm thinking, oh, I knew this guy somehow. Wonderful. That was a great production. A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun for us as well.
Yeah, because Rob Mann directed that, and he is a wild child. He is just so much fun to work with. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that actually helps out for directing is I've been directed by many different types of directors. So I've had very strict, very loose, very funny, very serious directors, and so I get to basically use all that information I've gathered to try and direct these people.
Exactly, and then find your own style that works for you and makes your actors want to work with you as well.
Hopefully that's happening.
Nick is just a very, very natural director. Having watched some of the rehearsal processes for the previous production at UNCW of this show, he got a lot of really good performances out of our actors using a lot of techniques that I was really impressed with.
Well, it's great. If you have someone who is an actor as well as a director, Nick, you have a sense of what actors need in order to do their job. And if you can communicate that, I think that's great. I've done a lot of acting, but I've never directed because I don't feel like I have the broader vision of the play. I'm such a detail-oriented person that I like my part, and I like feeling where that fits in. But having the overall vision, that takes a different way of seeing, I think.
That's one of the things that I really, really focus on. I don't like being an actor who's told exactly what to do. So one of my first steps in directing both runs of the shows was to figure out what kind of a person the actors think their character is. And so I can manipulate certain things to try and get them to follow that path and get them to a point where both the actor, the director, and the audience will all be happy, because that is something that I really admire in directors.
Wonderful.
He's been able to pull underlying things out of the script that I didn't even know were there when I was writing it.
That is the fun of writing a play and then seeing it up on its feet for the first time and seeing that there were things there that you didn't realize you wrote, or you didn't realize that what you wrote could be interpreted that way. Mm-hmm. The play is called Forget About It by Zeb Mims. It is in production tomorrow night. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 5 at the Brown Coat Pub and Theater at 111 Gray Street. It also runs next weekend, the same days and times. You can go to browncoattheater.com, and it's theater spelled the old-fashioned way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, browncoattheater.com, to get your tickets. Thank you, Zeb. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
This is WHQR.